क्या आप पारिवारिक शोषण के विभिन्न प्रकारों के बारे में जानते हैं? फैमिली वायलेंस या पारिवारिक शोषण कई प्रकार का होता है तथा हाल ही में जारी एक रिपोर्ट के अनुसार ऑस्ट्रेलिया में 6 में से 1 महिला इसका शिकार है। इसके बारे में अधिक विस्तार से जानने के लिए हमने बात की मेलबर्न स्थित डीकन यूनिवर्सिटी में कार्यरत मनोविज्ञान विशेषज्ञ डॉक्टर लता सत्यन से। लता जी, सबसे पहले तो यह बताइए कि पारिवारिक शोषण या फैमिली वायलेंस के कितने प्रकार होते हैं?
फैमिली वायलेंस कैन बी डिफाइंड इन मेनी वेज। सम पीपल मे एक्चुअली नॉट नो ऑल द थिंग्स दैट आर इंक्लूडेड अंडर फैमिली वायलेंस, बट इट इंक्लूड्स थिंग्स सच एज इमोशनल अब्यूज, एंड इन हिंदी व्हाट दैट वुड ट्रांसलेट इज भावनात्मक शोषण और इवन मानसिक शोषण। सो व्हाट दिस मीन्स इज दैट इफ समबडी हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट दे आर नॉट वेरी गुड, दैट दे डोंट लुक नाइस, दैट इन फैक्ट इवन इफ दे मेक एन एफर्ट टू कुक दैट देयर कुकिंग इज नॉट गुड, ऑल दैट कुड कॉन्स्टिट्यूट इमोशनल अब्यूज। बट ऑल्सो इफ पीपल आर बींग स्वोन एट, यू नो, इफ द पार्टनर इज यूजिंग अ लॉट ऑफ बैड वर्ड्स एट देम एंड डज दिस रेगुलरली, even that would constitute emotional or psychological abuse.
Kya family violence ya domestic violence ke aur bhi prakar hain?
Then we have, of course, physical abuse. Now, a lot of people may assume that only if people are beaten or if they are hit, that is abuse. But really, that's not the case. So, sharirik shoshan is not the only type of abuse. But this is the most easily recognizable form of abuse. You know, so even if a person is hit once, that is abuse. Okay, and people do not have to tolerate this. Then we also have financial abuse, wherein the partner might control all their money, or they may not give them enough money to live. They may not have enough money to pay for their groceries and so on, or they could not buy anything on their own and the partner has to go with them to the shopping center and buy them all their stuff. So that is known as financial abuse. Then we have verbal abuse, wherein again a person can, say bad things to them, insult them all the time, and again swear at them. So that is known as verbal abuse. Then we have something known as sexual abuse. So even when people are married, well, the Australian laws say that rape can occur even within a marriage. So no person should be forced to perform sexual acts, even if their husband or the wife is asking them to do that. You know, they should not be forced into doing that. If they are, then it's known as sexual abuse.
क्या ये शोषण सिर्फ शारीरिक और मानसिक स्तर पर ही होता है?
We also have something known as spiritual abuse, wherein a person is not allowed to follow their religion, is not allowed to pray that they want to, the way they want to pray, or that they are forced to pray in another way. So this is known as spiritual abuse.
क्या ये शोषण सिर्फ दंपत्ति तक ही सीमित है या फिर घर के बाकी लोग भी इसकी चपेट में आ सकते हैं?
Because as part of all this, what we also need to understand, it's not just the partner who can be abused, but the children, even children witnessing or seeing everything that is happening in the home can constitute abuse. But also if the partner threatens to, let's say, harm the pets, that is also abuse. Okay, so there are various forms of abuse. And like I said, even if a person experiences one of these things, then they are experiencing family violence. Okay, so it does not have to only be physical abuse. If any of these things are experienced, it constitutes family violence.
Dr. Lata Satyan se hum baatcheet ka silsila jari rakhenge hamare agle ank mein.